Well, Gary, you were certainly tested tonight.
Yeah, and that's what you want from pre-season friendlies. And I wouldn't really call them friendlies anymore, but the pre-season games that we play is... I knew coming here, that's why I accepted it. Because I knew it would test us, and it very much did, especially in that first half. And we took our eye off the ball, we took a focus, our lessened, and our attitude wasn't quite where it should have been in that first half, and we got punished heavily for it, and deservedly so. But as I said just before, it's a lesson learned for our players, very young players. They need to go through these type of lessons to come out the other side stronger, and the earlier they get it in their careers, and the earlier they get it, obviously, in pre-season, is to make sure that lesson's always learned. So we come in at half-time, we talked about certain things. Second half was exactly what we've been working on for the last 3.5 weeks. It's the attitude and the spirit that we've been working on, and we saw it in the second half. So what was pleasing for me is that they showed what they're capable of, and they showed that they learned the lesson from the first half and made sure it didn't happen in the second.
I was going to say, for yourself, you know, to put the messages forward at half-time and to see them doing it, you know that they are listening to you, and that must be a great feeling during pre-season.
Yeah, it's great, and they've been great, you know, from the moment I've walked in the door. We have a lot of improvement to do, we have a lot of learning to do. A very young group. There will be mistakes along the way. There'll be ups and downs, but as long as they come through them and they learn from them, and I help them do that, that's the most important bit. I'm here to help them. You know, I'm not here to hinder them at all or to, you know, lose their confidence. I'm here to give them everything. But when they need to learn the lesson and it needs to be made very clear to them, they need to take it on board. And thankfully, they did that tonight, especially at half-time, and they come out second half. That's the lesson we have to take forward as a whole group, not just the guys that were here, but everyone that is going to be in Peterborough as well. And that's the way you build a football team and build a football club.
This was your first game on English soil. I was just wondering how much you enjoyed the Leeds fans, because they certainly made plenty of noise and were chanting your name for a while.
Well, I just think they're so passionate. It's fantastic to see. And of course, they would have been as disappointed as all of us were. You know, the players as well, we were disappointed with the first half performance. But I think they would have appreciated the character that we showed and the quality that we showed in the second half from a very young group as well. So, I think they've got, you know, we've done well in pre-season so far. We're looking to improve all the time, and we'll take it forward into the games coming up.
And Peterborough next, obviously, not 24 hours beyond it. I mean, is it going to be a case that it's a completely different 11?
Yes, a completely different 11. That was the design of the two games anyway, the mixed teams, see different combinations, see different partnerships, see how they work with each other, the chemistry, and that's the design of the two games that we've had tonight and we'll have tomorrow.
And obviously Peterborough, a very tough challenger, a League One side who are very ambitious as well.
Well, it just shows you, any team that we play against, if we don't focus and we don't put the right application, we can get punished, as we saw in the first half. But we've got the character, we clearly have the spirit, we have the quality of the way that we're playing, the ideas that we're trying to put into them with the ball and without the ball, and we saw that in the second half. So I think it's important that the team that we go down there with Peterborough is that we take this lesson tonight and we part that into them as well, because we're all in it together. Everyone, ourselves, every staff member, every player, and the fans as well. You know, that's really the message for the fans, is no matter what, I think that proves to you that you can come back from a situation where you're 3 goals down against any team. It's very difficult. But if we all stick together and we push the team and support the players to the very end, that you can achieve something. So that'll be needed this season. So it's an important lesson for everyone, not just the players and staff, but for the fans as well.
And obviously a question that has to be asked during pre-season is transfers. How far are you to getting someone in?
Well, we're working daily, very hard. We have great guys behind the team trying to sort it out. It's not always from our side. There's many parties involved in when you're trying to make or bring in players. But we're very focused on that. I'm sure that in the coming days or weeks, we'll sort it out. There'll be players coming in, but there'll only be ones that are right for us and for the club. So I'm sure that we'll see in the coming days what happens with that situation.
And just finally, Gary, I was going to ask about the captaincy. Have you made a decision yet, or is it one where you're still looking at it?
No, obviously have in mind what I would like to do, and no. Like I said, they're all here to prove a point right now. Of course, you have more natural leaders than others, but right now they're all fighting for a place. They're trying to prove themselves, and that has to continue all the way up into the first game of the season and beyond that.